Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, here we go. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And I'm just going to cut to the chase. Let's go straight to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Currently on location in Laredo, Texas. What are you doing in Laredo, Dave?
Work gig, man. What I did is I daisy chained some gigs together. Three-day gig, a day off, two-day gig, a day off, 3 days. 4 days, kind of a 2 week cycle.
Right.
And it's going really well.
That's just smart. That's just smart. That means you're just out on the road till you're done and then you come back, right?
Right.
So
and it's a matter of, go ahead.
Well, no, I was going to ask you, well, go ahead and finish this up because the instructor stuff always fascinates me.
Well, I've got, a date with my doc, surgery consult on my left shoulder. And, it seems like, I don't know how or when I did it, but I definitely tore it up. And, you know, it's going to require surgery to fix it.
Right.
But, as it works out, the way my schedule plays out, I get the, I've got a few things I can push the dates on and get a jump on the recovery, before I get back to work. So things are, working out pretty good.
This is the advantage of being a little older. We figure out ways to get things done easier, better, faster. So,
right.
Anyway, so today I want to open up with this. Let's say that you are you are trained. You have on your Super Dave rig, which I have my Super Dave rig, by the way. I don't know if I told you that or not.
Yeah, you did. Yep.
I've got a lot. For some reason, I need to call him because I think he sent me too many mag carriers. But that's beside the point.
You should have a total of 7 mag carriers.
I have 9.
Well, then you're ahead of the power curve, bro.
Maybe I shouldn't call him. Anyway.
No, I wouldn't.
Anyway, so I've got my Super Dave rig on. I am set up and everything else. But I am in a crowd. I'm in a crowd. And tell me how you feel about this, because like with some things, if I can see it coming, I'm going to do everything I possibly can to avoid some sort of trouble, if I can see it coming. But if I'm in a crowd and somebody gets sort of aggressively hostile with me, I'm going to bypass that whole thing of trying to figure out what's coming and just take them for their word on this. When you're in a crowd like that and you're really close to these people, is it your philosophy to try to create some space before you draw the weapon to where you don't get tangled up with somebody trying to grab at your gun arm or something like that?
Well, yeah. You know, you're asking one of those situation dictates kind of questions, you know?
Yes.
If you need space, of course, you're going to have to create it. But how much space do you actually need to get the pistol into action? You know, let's start with your physical position. What is your actual physical position and your physical orientation to the threat? You know, the threat may be, you may be standing, but the threat's to your immediate left, which being a right-sided firer, puts your gun side 180 degrees away from the threat. So therefore, let's say the threat is arm's distance. You know, if you were to extend your left arm and the threat would be at, you know, your hand, that's more than enough distance to get the pistol into action and go to work.
Right.
Provided you were a competent point fire. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
And, but then that leads right into the mechanics of shooting. What is your physical position? What is your physical orientation to the threat? What are the mechanics of shooting in respect to the actual problem of getting the bullets that are in the gun into the threat? You know, lighting conditions. And when I speak to your physical orientation, I don't mean just being on the same physical plane. You could be below the threat, above the threat.
Right.
It's just a matter of, you know, the human brain is such a, you know, awesome computer. You know, we can solve problems at speed. You know, it takes us much more time to break something down and speak to it than it is to actually just solve the problem in our mind's eye. But then again, the one thing that you didn't include in your scenario is, are you by yourself or are you with loved ones or someone that, you know, you're responsible for taking care of or someone that you need to, you know, take into consideration, you know, someone that would be, you know, under your umbrella of protection, so to speak.
In this particular one, just for the sake of the discussion, I'm by myself.
Okay, cool.
The other stuff you're talking about, that's a different complicated animal altogether. So,
right. If the distances were extremely compressed, but I were able to clear the firearm of the holster, but not able to present the firearm towards the threat individual, then I would make sure that my muzzle was clear of my own body, and I would proceed to press the trigger and start putting projectiles in their feet for effect, and rob, at a minimum, rob them of their mobility.
Yeah, yeah.
If it were necessary, you know, I would continue to fire and continue to stitch upwards into, you know, the upper legs, femorals, the groin, abdomen, chest, head. I don't know, which, you know, I've got the entire height of the individual to work with, but you've got to make that common sense cutoff in respect to use of force. How much is enough? How much is too much?
Right, right, right. So let's get to that when we get back from the break, if we can, because okay. I was wondering that that's one of the things I'm going to describe to you a scenario I've seen in a video, an actual event that occurred. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. You can follow him on Instagram at sdave_Harrington. Currently out on the road training multiple gigs as he's out there and here with me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Builder.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Build American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We are talking to Super Dave Harrington. I'm running some scenarios past him, and I saw a scenario, Dave. You were talking about a proper response based upon the level of violence being brought, right? You weren't talking about it. So I saw a video. I don't remember where I saw it, but it was a real life video where a guy decided to hit upon this woman. And her boyfriend walked up and sort of, you know, like, shoved his head. And the guy walked away. But then he came back with a gun and shot at him.
Yeah.
Now, that is an instance where you're saying, I'm saying, well, that didn't deserve that particular response there, pal. Maybe you ought to be a little more careful about who you talk to or something like that. But what are your thoughts on something like that with trying to bring the right level of force?
Well, nowadays, it's dicey at best. What used to be, you know, socially acceptable in respect to manners, you know, just being outright polite and considerate of others and, you know, follow what used to be considered normal social guidelines. You know, if you were to, you know, hit on somebody else's woman and not know that they, you know, or, you know, prior to her informing you she belonged to someone else, you know, no harm, no foul. But, you know, if you were to, you know, put your hands on someone else's girl and the guy, you know, got physical, punched your lights out, so to speak, you know, used to be that would be the end of it. But not anymore. You know, there's no telling what, you know, people will do. You know, they go to their car and pull out a howitzer and come back and, you know, open fire. You just don't know what to expect. You've got to be very judicious in respect to how you conduct yourself, you know, day in and day out. However, I'm not saying change, you know, be, you know, compromise your own personal ethics. I certainly wouldn't do that myself. I'm not going to compromise my ethics for some dirtbag, but I'm certainly going to be prepared to take the necessary action. For example, under those circumstances, if I were to experience that type of interaction with some less than desirable dude, time to go home, time to leave. You know what I mean? And I would very tactfully exit the area. I wouldn't remain in place for the individual to have an opportunity for some type of follow-on action. You see what I mean?
I do.
But also, I would. It's not like I wouldn't expect there to be some kind of, you know, retribution or follow-on action from somebody that I just punched their lights out. You know, because it may go. You know, let's investigate that a little bit. It may not be the simple fact you punched his lights out, because you can get over that. You know, a black eye will heal up. But if you embarrass this dude in front of a bunch of his bros or, you know, his people, he's not going to get over that. He's not going to survive that. He's going to have to, you know, in his mind, man up and, you know, regain, you know, gain face. You know what I mean?
I do.
He'll turn it into a respect thing, and then it can go anywhere from there. But you got to be smart, you know.
Yeah.
If you encounter, you have a less than encounter with someone, how do you handle it? Here's another, a most recent situation that transpired. Simple traffic incident that by law would have been a hit and run, described as a hit and run, minimal damage. As a matter of fact, the damage that occurred between the two vehicles was simply a little bit of swap and paint. However, the person that swapped the paint took off. So what do you do? Guy got out, inspected his vehicle. Okay, well, a little paint rub, big deal. And then he got to thinking, well, actually, they did run into my car, and they took off, so what do I do, you know? I mean, they could tell what it boiled down to. He went ahead and contacted the police, and which was the right thing to do because, as it was explained to him by the law enforcement officer, what it boiled down to was who calls the cops first and who tells, they have to go by the first story they hear. You see what I mean?
I do.
And it was a male and female incident. So, the female is the one that swiped the car, actually swiped the truck, and, she was in a car. She could have, run off and then, called the cops on her own and told them any kind of story after she kicked her door in or caused a bunch of additional damage. You see what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
You just never know anymore. We have become such a legal society. Even the law can be used as a weapon and manipulated as a weapon against you. So it's really the Wild West, whether, it's legal or not. You just don't know. And even trying to do the right thing at the right time every time and go by the law, how much is that going to cost you in the end? And lawyers and lawyers' fees, court costs, and all that. It's just, it's hard to...
Hard to gauge. Hard to figure out.
Come up with a simple question or there a simple answer to.
That's true enough. We're headed into the next break. When we get back, we'll keep on pushing this. I think what we're going to go into next, Dave, if that's okay with you, is what do you think when you're talking to students, what do you advise them to do as far as with their guns if they're coming to you saying, well, should I do this or should I do that? Go from there. You can find Super Dave. His website is combatspeed.com. That's where you would check out to see where he might be doing a gig near you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Biden delivered an update on Ukraine and said United States and its allies who are pledging new sanctions over Russia's latest aggression are working together and have been for weeks.
We have shown the United States and our allies and partners are working in unison, which he hasn't been counting on, Mr. Putin. We're united in our support of Ukraine. We are united in our opposition to Russian aggression. And we're united in our resolve to defend our NATO alliance. And we're united in our understanding of the urgency and seriousness of the threat Russia is making to global peace and stability.
Along with heavy banking sanctions, President Joe Biden also authorized additional movements of U.S. forces and military equipment in Europe to strengthen Baltic allies in Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania.
As the U.S. daily COVID rate of death falls below 2,000 for the first time in months, there are still 13 states reporting daily death rates increasing by over 10%. This is USA Radio News. AT&T is ending some older services, and with that story, here's USA's Lance Pryde.
AT&T is flipping the switch off on 3G service. On Tuesday, the wireless carrier will shut down its 3G network, which means multiple older smartphones and countless other devices that depend on 3G service inoperable. Verizon was the first to launch a 3G network in the United States back in 2002, during a time when the BlackBerry was the top smartphone to own. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pryde.
U.S. women's soccer stars have reached a $24 million settlement with the U.S. Soccer Federation following a lawsuit over unequal pay with men's players. The landmark settlement was announced years after a group of five women's national team players filed an Equal Employment Opportunity Commission complaint over inequality in pay and treatment. According to the terms of the settlement, U.S. soccer will pay men and women at an equal rate in the future in all friendlies and tournaments, including the World Cup. Stay updated 24/7 at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are talking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, currently out on the road doing some training or training some people. While you're there, right, how many people walk up to you and say, hey, Dave, do I need a dot? Hey, Dave, do I need a better trigger? Hey, Dave, do I, you know, those kinds of questions. And the reason I ask is from a... I know some trainers, from a liability standpoint, don't really recommend getting too far beyond a stock gun in most cases if somebody's asking them, even though they themselves might go ahead and have something a little more than a stock gun. So what are your thoughts on that?
As far as making modifications to your firearms, have at it. If it's... you know, if it makes you feel good, if you think it's the thing you need to do, do it. However, do it with the knowledge that you're going to have to clearly articulate your decision-making process in a court of law, or you very well may have to, why you made that modification. Or if you're not confident or capable of doing it yourself, pay a subject matter expert to do it for you. There are modifications that you can make that arguably make a handgun safer to use. Primarily, we're talking about the trigger, a better trigger, a cleaner, crisper, better feeling trigger, gives you that much more tactile feel. Now, this is provided you do the work, you practice, and you're thoroughly familiar with that trigger mechanism, and you actually possess the physical ability to capitalize on having made the modification for the better feel and control that you can exert, physically exert, with that trigger to better time the shots that you fire. Okay? Dig this. Let me clarify. Timing. Everybody gets spun out on fundamental this, fundamental that. And that's fine. Fundamentals are critical. They are, a fundamental is a breakdown component of a principle. But you never hear anybody talking about principles of marksmanship or the what you need to do in real time to deliver a well-aimed, well-placed shot. Real quick, man, there's four of them. You have to stabilize the firearm with the target. You have to aim. Now, that is whether you're using the sights or not. And, by the way, point firing is a manner of aiming. For the lack of a better term, we'll call point firing geometric aiming. Because you're keying off the physical location of the firearm's muzzle and the physical location based on your visual input of the impact point on the target. Got it?
Got it.
Okay, dig it. Firing, the physical action required to be applied to the trigger mechanism to make the gun go bang. But now timing, what about timing? And just in a gross sense, let's look at timing from this perspective. Are you static firing on a static target? Or are you static firing on a moving target? Are you moving firing on a static target? Or are you moving firing on a moving target? Either way you cut it, there are elements of timing in respect to when the gun should go bang and the projectile impact the target where you want it to impact the target. Another aspect of timing, let's look at the mechanical aspect of timing. The firing train of the firearm and the cartridge, okay? We'll just call it a generic trigger mechanism. But once the either the cruciform releases the striker or the sear releases the hammer, the firing pin or the striker has to travel X distance to impact the primer. The primer has to ignite and burn properly, in turn igniting the powder charge, which has to ignite and burn properly and thoroughly to push the projectile out of the case to come into contact, to make the jump from the case, jump the lead of the chamber to the lands and grooves of the rifling, go down the bore, and exit the bore. Okay, that takes an amount of time, a measurable amount of time to happen. And then once the projectile exits the bore, you have, based on the distance or range to the target, you have time of flight, which is measurable. You have time of flight of the projectile to the target. So you see where I'm coming from?
I do.
Nobody talks about timing in respect to firing or, you know, what is it you need to do in real time? Now, I'm not trying to run fundamentals over. Let's take a look at the broad picture. We're kind of set up to train, practice, and rehearse in a crawl, walk, run manner, right? Well, if you only train once in a blue moon, do you ever get out of the crawl phase? When do you get out of the crawl phase into the walk phase? When do you get out of the walk phase into the run phase? What do you actually know and understand about solving, you know, either a regular, a basic shooting problem or a tactical shooting problem. And there's elements of timing involved across the spectrum. And they all have various prioritized influences on them. So, all right, rewind. You've got to stabilize the firearm with a target. You've got to aim and make a decision on how you're going to do that based on lighting conditions, the size of the target, the distance to the target, blah, blah, blah. I call that like basic shooting math. You have to apply physical action to the firearm to make it go bang, but you have to time the shot. So in a sense, what I know to be true is the principles of firing and timing could be interchangeable because they are so interconnected, it will drive you mad trying to decide which one comes first.
Right.
I've had a hard time managing my own sanity trying to just come up with a simple fact that they're interchangeable.
Yeah. Well, hang on for me. Hang on for me, if you will. Hang on for me,
okay,
if you will. Super Dave, you can find Super Dave on Facebook at either Dave Harrington, which is his personal page where you might get a guitar riff if he's feeling up to it that particular day. Or and there's plenty of them there. You can go looking. Or his commercial page, which is Super Dave Harrington. Plenty of ways to follow Dave. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, currently out there training some people. What are you training them? What classes are you teaching?
Classified, I'd have to kill you, bro.
You'd have to kill me?
No, I'm just joking, dude.
I had the clearance, primarily... Dave. I had clearance, brother. I got clearance.
I'll take the free word. I'm actually doing kind of a little broad spectrum, man. I'm doing some pistol only, some carbine only, some integrated weapons work, which is carbine handgun combined, and some instructor development. And it's I'm having a real good time doing it. You know, I've got myself metered out over the 2-week time frame with a day off for rest and prep between each cycle, and it's going really well. Of course, I'm only a week into it, so we'll see.
Well, I mean, how far will you be going into it? You say you're a week into it.
I've got a week remaining. I'll return home on the 1st.
Gotcha. Well, you know. So in terms of the handgun only class, where would you what kind of a shooter is coming to that? Is that an intermediate shooter, a fairly advanced shooter?
Negative, Ghost Rider. I don't discriminate. I don't I don't know if we've ever discussed this before, bro, but I don't do a class per se. Okay,
right.
I run a program. I like to think in terms of running a program, and here's how that works in my mind. I run a program for one reason, and one reason only. Everybody participates. The only reason someone chooses, and everything that I do is voluntary. You know, nothing I have or ask anyone to do, or that is part of the curriculum, is mandatory. If you do not have the requisite skill or confidence to try something, it's hang back, observe it, watch others do it until, you know, you feel at least competent enough to try it, and then try it. And here's why. Everybody has the opportunity to participate. I run one program. I would like everybody to participate. However, here's the difference. as long as you choose to participate, I expect you to perform at your ability level. There is no, I don't set the pace. I don't, it's not like I'm going to say, look, Bill, this is the speed I want you to perform this task at. I want you to perform it at your ability level. And if you're not performing at a pace or a rate in which I think you are capable, I will ask you to step on the gas. If you're outrunning your headlights, I'll ask you to do the reverse. Hang back a little bit.
Never heard that one before.
But in effect, what I do is I run one program, but, you know, I teach, or, you know, the teaching that actually happens in a class setting is per individual. If there's 10 people present, I'm running a program and teaching 10 individual classes because I give the individual what they need on their level.
Right.
For their, you know, whether it's a cognitive level, whether it's a skill level, you'd be surprised how often. I mean, there's, you know, I come into contact with all kinds of people, doctors, lawyers, Indian chiefs, you name it. But language is a big deal. You would be surprised. I can speak, I can break something down where a rock could understand it. And somebody's not going to get it. And I can speak to something in a manner in which one dude gets it, and I have to say the same thing to achieve the same result from 180 degrees out for this other dude simply because of language or, you know, technical understanding or language barrier. Possibly, but you know, I can pointy talky with the best of them. It's actually a lot of fun trying to crack the code, because you know the socioeconomic geopolitical background of every individual present can weigh in on any point of interest at any point in time. So it's kind of like, you know, solving problems as you go. You know, just like a big jigsaw puzzle.
Right.
But the thing is from beginning to end, you want to see, and it's necessary to see, the progression or the improvement, at least some improvement. If it's not in actual ability, it's in the understanding of what it is they need to be doing, you know, at any point in time. The comprehension of all of it. It's, you know, there's so many aspects that are so closely interrelated, it's like you can't talk about one thing without speaking to another.
Right.
And at some point or some level.
You're going to be in Texas next week?
Pardon me?
You'll be in Texas next week?
Yes, I'll be here through the 1st.
Yeah.
I'll return home the 1st.
Yeah, so I guess you will be. So we'll be having some more combat pistol crafts coming from Laredo, Texas. Is it still going to be in Laredo? They're all clustered,
yeah,
right,
yeah,
in there.
I'll be back in Laredo by next week. Yeah, I am doing some. I'm basing out of Laredo, but I'm doing some satellite training as well.
Understood.
Satellite,
I understand.
Location.
So
then you're on the border.
I understand. I get it. I understand you. One thing I want to point out for anybody out there with that you might go to a Dave class, if you got questions, ask him. Right? Do you still use a lot of nomenclature when you're out there with a lot of Army acronyms and Army sayings and everything?
Man. Yeah, that's you know, when I speak about language earlier, I use a lot of technical language.
Right.
It's not even Army language. It's just flat out technical shooting language, and a lot of people aren't familiar with it. They just don't know, or they're not well read. And you know, it's out there. It just depends on you know, what you know, what you understand, what you can put together. It's the beauty of it is here's one thing I do know. It's all out there, but it's not well organized. And you can look at it from this standpoint as well. Look at how many different types of shooting there is with as many different types of firearms that there are. And what I have done in my mind, anyway, this is my story and I'm sticking to it, is there's a lot of things that I have pirated, like from skeet shooting or shooting clays, in respect to the visual aspects of aiming and what's required in that sport, and applied them to carbine shooting.
Well, we got to hold it right there. That's just you being Bruce Lee, though. He did that all the time. We've run out of time. Thank you very much for joining me today. That was getting interesting, cool. So we'll have to pick that up next week on you being Bruce Lee.
Very cool.
All right. Coming up next is going to be Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.